There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. A good time to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. I thought what we would talk about, there was actually an article in the paper yesterday about the Internet being not at all amused about Whole Foods' seeming apology. It's apparently on YouTube, and they said, "Oh, gee, I don't know how this could have happened. It's, you know, it was human error. It was certainly not intentional." And someone said, "Yeah, right. Same thing happened in California. You know, right? So people are really not amused. So I thought, and for those of you who have not been following the story, I mean, what happened? In New York, the Department of Consumer Affairs tested 80, that they pulled 80 of prepackaged foods from Whole Foods, and they found that none of them were labeled correctly. All of them were overcharged with one exception. There was one exception, which was an undercharge, and they were mismarked in two ways. They exaggerated how much was in there. And they exaggerated the cost per item. So they basically overcharged doubly. I mean, not doubly, not twice the amount. Because the amount of overcharge ranged from 80 cents to like $6.50 or something. But they, on two different levels, they were fudging. Somebody's thumb was prominently displayed. So... apparently the Internet was not amused by the apology, which didn't seem to be, "Oh, gee, I don't know how this happened. It's, you know, human error, certainly not intentional on our part. Oh, no, we're going to investigate it." And as someone said, "Yeah, right, same thing happened in California." So, all right, so what we sort of asked on Facebook is not, what do you think should happen to Whole Foods? I mean, look, you can vote by your feet if you want to. It's, anytime I've been in a Whole Foods store, it is enormously crowded. And I think part of it is that they very cleverly figured out a market for kind of people who want good, tasty, fresh food, and they don't really have time to deal with it. And so they just figure people will pay anything for it. And their takeout stuff is good. I mean, they have things that I like tofu and Brussels sprouts. It's just wildly expensive. But as my daughter refers to it as whole paycheck. But so we asked, we sort of let, well, it's not that we left Whole Foods off the hook exactly. We just thought, do we want to give them any more publicity than they already have? But we asked what other things, what did we say, who do you think is overcharging you and to what extent?
Yep.
All right, so what did we get?
We'll start with Diane. Diane says, "Cable TV. I can't pick the channels I want and have to pay for the ones I don't want."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I
Amen.
Wholeheartedly agree with her.
Well, and if you try and get someone to come and deal with you, forget about it. It turns out that the cable store, I was staying with a friend, and the cable store for, I think it's Comcast, in Florida. They're all over. I think that may even be their headquarters. But they have armed guards. And you understand why when you get your cable bill or you're waiting for someone to come and install your cable. And I don't watch television, so I don't need cable, except I do my program now through. And I have two different carriers in two different places. And it is, it's just, and if you've got a problem, you're out of luck. I mean, I suppose I can badmouth all of them, but I agree. I think it's being investigated, isn't it? Aren't there always kind of oversight committees that are saying, you know, how do you come up with this pricing? And basically, they're monopolies to a very large extent. I mean, in my building, you can only have, it's only wired for one company.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't like that company, then you don't. And it used to be before September 11th then that the World Trade Center, all the towers were on the World Trade Center. So even if you didn't have cable, you could get the basic, you could get the non-cable channels. You could get ABC and CBS and Fox. You'd get the four channels. ABC, CBS, I guess CNN and Fox. Now you can't get those without cable either, which is really irritating.
Yeah.
But the only time you really need television, as far as I'm concerned, is in an emergency. Although, if there's an emergency, I'm on the air anyway. But I suppose, I agreed. Fair enough. All right, what's next?
Adelaide says, airlines, way, way too much for what they offer. A case of less is more in a terrible way.
Do you remember when they first introduced 747s, they said this will change air travel. It will be as cheap as traveling on a bus because the cost is going to be so much lower and everybody's going to be able to travel. And if you do the low-cost airlines, but the low-cost airlines, they literally travel. They charge you for your carry-on. You know that there is no person that's ever going to have to touch your luggage if it's your carry-on. How do they sort of justify that? Then the way they justify it is the weight. And they're saying, well, because gas prices are down. So, yeah, it's, I don't know, capitalism has some problems sometimes. All right, so airlines and cable companies, what else?
Actually, you mentioned gas prices. That's a nice segue because Bonnie says, it bothers me that people in the Midwest pay a lot less for gas. Why not make it one price and stop taxing it almost double to pay for roads that are not getting done?
Well, then you're bringing up, look, if you want to really look at what we're being overcharged for, how about taxes? Right? That gets all of us. And you figure out the return on your investment for your taxes. And not to mention, if you decide you don't want to go to Whole Foods, you can decide not to go to Whole Foods. If you decide you want to take public transportation, you can do that. You try not paying your taxes, Sugar Plum, and you see, you'll have to hear my program in prison, right?
You know what my thing on taxes is?
What?
If you want to tax me, fine. But just tell me exactly what you are taxing me for. Let me know exactly where that money is going and what it's being spent on.
Well, and I'm one of those people who is very much in favor of just a 10% across the board. And it turns out that every study ever done has said if you just tax everybody, corporations, churches, everything, 10% across the board, it will actually bring in more money than the graduated income tax we have. And then it would be fair because I don't mind paying taxes if everybody else is paying taxes.
Right.
And this is one of my favorite kind of psychological stories. When I was working in California, I had a system where you could call and vote. Instead of just having a number, you could call, and there was no charge for it. I know that American Idol does that, but you have to pay for the phone call. This one you could just call, and I call them Brown's telephone polls. And get it? Ah-ha-ha. Never mind. All right. So the question I asked is, if you knew that you would never get caught, would you cheat on your income tax? And something like 75% said, oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Then the second question was, if you knew your neighbor was cheating, would you turn them in? And like 90% said, yeah, absolutely. So the idea being that if I can't get away with it, you can't get away with it either.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I thought that was just hilarious, is that, okay, I can't, so you can't either, and I'm going to be vindictive about it. And
well, that,
it used
but
to
that
be.
Makes me wonder, that makes me wonder if somebody who's cheating on their own taxes would also turn somebody else in who's cheating.
Oh, yeah.
On their taxes.
Well, if you figure out the percentage, of course they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is that the people who are cheating will also turn you in for cheating, especially if they weren't going to get nailed. And there used to be a bounty on it. It used to be if you turn somebody in, you got a percentage of what they collected.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. No, it's all right, keep going. Now that we've... now that we're talking about taxation without representation is the government. Yeah, I mean, because we don't have any idea what it's spent on, so.
Right.
All right, 855. Get it off your chest, folks. 855, or get it off my chest. We'll chest it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about who's overcharging you and to what extent. And we've gotten some of the, this was elicited by the Whole Foods controversy, where the New York Department of Consumer Affairs picked 80 prepackaged items, and every one of them was wrong, and there was only one that was in the customer's favor. The other 79 were serious overcharges, that either it was inaccurate in terms of how much, what the weight was, or what the cost per item was, or maybe what the total is. I mean, I check the total sometimes just because, you know, once a math major, always a math major. But but these, you know, that if the weight's wrong, it doesn't make, you know, the cost per item isn't as, you know, I mean, they, either one of them could be wrong, and you've been overcharged. So people are saying cable companies, which and gas. I'm saying taxes in general, in terms of not, and it's not even that we're being overcharged, which obviously we are, but it's that there's no accountability, and that I think that's what's really frustrating. All right, keep going.
Kate says, the medical field, they charge you 10 times the amount things actually cost.
You know, I was talking with a friend who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer a couple of years ago, and God bless her, she's still alive and kicking, and was given basically 6 months, just about 2 years ago. But she's on some experimental drugs. She just got the bill for, she now can get a 90-day supply as opposed to a 30-day supply. Guess what the bill was for her medication for 90 days? Just take a guess. Just as wild as you'd like.
$3,000.
$42,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, she has insurance, but she's not sure what portion of the insurance will be paid on that. And I was just absolutely outraged on her behalf, except I had an eye problem, and it was basically probably an allergic reaction, and went to, because I don't mess with my eyes. And so I went to the doctor, and he ordered two prescriptions for me, and one of them they didn't have, and so I had to come back for it. And the bill for them, for these two little things, which are each of the little dispensers, is probably like 3/4 inch, literally. You know, and I don't even know, they probably have, I don't, not very many drops in them. I mean, an eye drop is not very much, but they obviously didn't have very much in it. $450 for the two.
Mm.
And I have insurance, but even with the insurance, for the eye drops cost, and I've sent him a letter saying, do you have any idea what these cost? And his response, which just really ticked me, was, well, usually the pharmacist calls me and I could have given you a generic. And I thought, why didn't you give me a generic to start with? I mean, $450 for eye drops that were, I mean, this was not a life-threatening condition. I don't have glaucoma. That was, I mean, and it cost me like $150, which is, but, you know, when we say, well, the insurance company pays for it, we pay for it. I mean, what do you think is going to happen with our insurance premiums?
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. So, yeah, I mean, but $42,000.
I mean, and that, even if you throw in whatever the insurance is going to pay, even that is still,
I mean, it's still,
if you still end up paying, you know, if the insurance pays 90% of that,
yeah,
still.
Well, and she's very worried about it. Yeah, she's very worried about it. And I said, well, you know, call me and we'll talk about it. But, I mean, it's just, and that's basically to keep alive. This isn't, I mean, she's not taking a trip someplace. I mean, this is just literally to keep her alive.
Because even if the insurance pays 90% of that,
yeah,
it's still $4,200.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
For 3 months worth of.
Yeah.
Wow.
The pills are $250. I figured it out. The pills are $250 a pill.
Wow.
And there's just no way. I mean, look, they're orphan drugs, and I get that. But still.
Yeah.
I mean, it's outrageous. All right, keep going.
Verna says, just finished a medical procedure way out of hand. There you go.
Yeah, medicine in general. And people are still, I mean, look, Obamacare certainly is not a perfect plan by any stretch of the imagination. But as I point out, Social Security wasn't either when it started. And Apple, which is putting out a much smaller, simpler product than healthcare, debugs for a year afterwards. So, but the idea that we should have some way of controlling medical costs, controlling pharmaceutical costs, and still taking care of one another so people don't have to choose. If she didn't have insurance, basically, there would be no way she'd cover. She'd die. Mm-hmm. And that's not a moral decision. It's not okay. All right, keep going. Who knew this was going to be so outrageous?
Yeah. Paul says, I think I'd put landlords in there, too. I mean, everyone, including landlords, have expenses and are dealing with the increasing cost of living, but some buildings' rents have actually doubled from 20 years ago. Dilapidated building is renovated it being in quotes, doesn't necessarily make it actually worth the increase they're getting for it, nor does it always remedy the problem.
Well, in New York, they have rent control, which just got passed again. And it's one of those things, tenants actually have more rights in New York City than any place I've ever lived, with the possible exception of San Francisco, where, for example, one of the things I found out quite accidentally, which was quite alarming, was that if somebody has paid rent for 30 days, you can't evict them. They can basically squat, which is really alarming. So, I mean, it's one of those things of trying to find some balance and hoping that people will be somewhat moral. But there's really strict rent control in this city, so which most people feel really does favor the tenant. And I have friends who've been living here for a long time who are living in a place that where someone else who's a recent renter is paying three times what they're paying. So I guess it depends when you come in and what your perspective is. All right, keep going.
Marcy says, women are being ripped off by not getting equal pay for equal work. When is that going to be addressed?
Well, we talked about it. We talked about it as recently as yesterday, where the women's soccer team got $2 million and the men get $35 million. We talked about it before. In some places it's better than it was. Some places it's not. Some places it's actually worse. Inequities.
Let's see, just a couple more here. Bruce says cable TV.
Yeah.
And Darlene says hydro.
What's hydro? Like water?
I'm not entirely sure. What if she's referring specifically to a specific company?
I don't know what that is. Well, all right, you've gotten it off your chest. I'll tell you what. Here, let's put also up, so we're not completely negative. Let's put up, what do you think the biggest bargain in your life is? All right?
That works.
Yeah. All righty. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good day, Dr. Joy. My question is, should I have a Dr. Joy conversation with the 13-year-old son of my neighbor, or is it none of my business? Should I stay out of it?
All right, pretend I'm the 13-year-old. What are you going to say to me?
I know that you've been having a lot of trouble at school lately. Your dad, in conversations with me, I know how upset he is about things, and I know how disappointed he is that he is in having to send you away to school next September. He really doesn't want to do that, and I know that you likely don't want to do that. Now that you've we're sitting down at McDonald's or out of the way someplace, can you tell me what you might think he should do about the problems you've been having? And see if he can come up with some...
Do you have a relationship with this kid?
Not really. I've babysat him a few times, kind of been helping with some homework, but I'm a retired high school teacher, and I usually got along pretty well with my students.
So how would you do this entree? How would you go over and sort of say, hey, you want to go to Mickey D's?
I know that, you know, I would just have to go and approach him and just say, do you want to go off and
no, if I were going to do it, I'd say, hey, listen, you want to go see a movie this weekend. I'd take him to a movie, number one. Number two, I certainly applaud your willingness to get involved. I think the approach won't work because it's going to hurt his feelings and it's going to make him feel that his dad's bad-mouthing him. But I think I would say, hey, listen.
I would have approached him by saying, you know, that your dad's been upset lately.
No, I wouldn't do
when
that.
When I question him.
No, Ron, let me give you another approach.
Okay.
Want to go to the movies this weekend, buying popcorn? You know, I remember 13 being kind of a tough age, and you may or may not know I'm a retired high school teacher. So, you know, the grapevine has it that school is not going very well for you, and if you'd like to spend a little time over the summer, and I know summer seems kind of a crummy time to study, but if you'd like to spend a little bit of time maybe, you know, discussing, you know, reading Robinson Crusoe, and then we could talk about it together, or going over some math problems or whatever, know that I'm here, I'm retired, it's kind of what I do, and if you'd like to kind of combine maybe going to a baseball game every once in a while and doing a little schoolwork, you know, so it'd be kind of a fun summer school thing, I'm here for you.
Okay.
And then let it go.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Although his academic background or results are not very good, one of the biggest problems is that his dad says he seems to have a lack of responsibility, a lack of consequences.
Ron, listen, you could do one of two things. You can either decide to sort of do a pile-on with your dad says you're doing all these terrible things, at which point he will not have anything to do with you. He's already getting hassle from dad, from mom, from school, from grandparents. If you become the hassle patrol, he's not going to have anything to do with you. Or you can decide that you're going to offer your services kind of as a resource, as a buddy, completely under his jurisdiction. The 13-year-old has all the power. You cannot do anything else.
Okay.
Because your approach won't work. I applaud your intent. Your approach will not work. And the deal is, and that's what I'm saying, invite him to a movie. He doesn't need one more adult telling him that he's making a mess of his life, he's not living up to his potential. But an adult who says, hey, want to go do something fun? And then says, you know what, I don't have much to do this summer, I kind of miss being around kids. If you would like to study with me a little bit, we could maybe make it really fun. And your dad might be really impressed that you were doing a little schoolwork over the summer. If that appeals to you, give me a call, and what we'll do is combine going to movies and studying. It has to be fun. It has to be without judgment. It has to be, your dad didn't put me up to this. And anything else, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Van, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a little problem here. My niece, she's 23 years old, and recently she had walked out the door without telling my brother where she went, and I think they think that I'm involved with it.
Why?
Because I had a pretty bad history in the past of just walking out the door, and I'm really close to my niece.
How old are you, Van?
I'm 23.
You have a niece that's the same age you are?
Yeah, my brother, we had a pretty huge gap between us.
Like 23 years or something? More than that. It's got to be, you know, at least 23, 24, 25. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you have anything to do with this?
No. Well, actually, she called me ahead of time, but what she did was she just ran out the door to go to school for a camp. And they're really strict, and they wouldn't let her go.
Well, but she's 23 years old.
I know. She's 23 years old, and they're putting me into a situation where I feel like I'm being stifled or...
Well, what did they say? What does that mean? When did your niece walk out the door?
It was just a couple of days ago.
Okay. And your brother called you and said, okay, what did you do here?
Yeah.
And you said, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I told them I didn't do anything, and... She's 23.
Exactly. And so, but I mean, that's the truth. So what else would be going on?
Well, she wants to move out too. And so they think that I'm putting ideas.
Yeah, Van, but look, I mean, if it's any comfort to you, every time, when I lived in the burbs, which I didn't do for very long, every time somebody got divorced, they decided I'd put them up to it. And I hadn't. So I think what you do is just say, listen, she's 23. It didn't have anything to do with me. And let it go.
Yeah, I mean, I told him a couple of times, but...
Well, but it's easier to blame her. Everybody, they're feeling sad, and they're feeling upset, and they're feeling, you know, that they may have done something wrong. So it's easier to blame you than take responsibility. I just say, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it, and just not get upset about it, and just say, look, it didn't have anything to do with me.
Well, how am I supposed to tell her that, you know?
No, you have to stay out of it, my dear. You got to stay out of it. You can't, on the one hand, maintain your neutrality and your innocence, and then sort of tell her what's going on. You can't be a counter spy. You got to just stay out of it.
Oh, so if she calls me, then I just...
Well, if she calls you, what would she call you to say?
Well, she will call me get for advice, but then...
If she calls up and says, look, what do you think I should do? I think I would say, look, I think you need to tell your parents where you are so they don't worry. You're 23. You can do whatever you want to do. But storming out like a two-year-old, I mean, if your dad stormed out... And he's the adult. You'd still be upset. People, you know, adults don't storm out. Children storm out. And if you're wanting them to take you seriously, then don't storm out. Tell them where you're going. Get yourself an apartment. Do what you need to do. But don't act like a turkey.
Okay. Because she did try to tell them, but then they wouldn't let her move out anyways, too.
Well, Van, I think you probably, the bottom line is you probably want to stay out of the middle of this one because everybody's going to be mad at you. Mm-hmm. If you, I mean, your brother's already mad. He thinks you somehow instigated it. Mm-hmm. Your niece is going to be mad at you if you tell your brother about it because then she's going to think you're a spy. If I were you, I would say to your brother, look, I love her. I know I'm the same age that she is. I think she's old enough to do what she wants to do, but I don't have anything to do with this. And then when your niece calls you and say, look, I think you're old enough to do what you want to do, but I'm not going to get caught in the middle of this. You know, if you're old enough to leave, you're old enough to talk with your brother, with your dad, honestly about it, as opposed to acting like a child.
Okay.
But I'd stay out of the middle if I were you.
Okay, then.
All right, everybody's going to be mad at you otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already discovered
that. Yeah, I feel like everybody's going to be mad at me already.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, and look, but it's a different position when everybody's mad at you and you're blameless, as opposed to everybody's mad at you and it's legitimate. Whether their anger is legitimate, that in fact you did stir the pot. So, I've told the story before, that I got chosen once to be up on the stage for one of the medalists who could read your mind, right? And I said, you don't want me, and couldn't be deterred. So and what I did, you were supposed to draw a picture, and he would, by reading your mind, figure out whose it was. And I knew as long as I wasn't the first picture, the first one he chose, I'd be okay. Because what I did was I just... became an observer on my own behavior about how I said no. So I looked at my tone of voice, where my eyes were, my body language, everything I could kind of instantly memorize, and he chose me second. But I already knew how to pose, so I looked innocent, and I got him. And basically, the point being that it's much easier to act innocent if you are innocent. So, and there are situations that just should have a skull and crossbones superimposed on them, that you know that no matter what's going to happen, everybody's going to be mad at you. And if everybody's going to be mad at you, and there's no good reason to be involved, I mean, there are times where that people are going to be mad at us, but it's a legitimate, it's something we feel strongly about, and we're willing to walk into the, you know, the maelstrom about it. But there are times where we should probably just stay out of it, that we're not going to be able to affect the outcome. It's not a moral dilemma for us. It's not really our issue. At which point, walk away. It's okay to not have an opinion on everything. But understand that it's, as I said, it's much easier to act innocent if you are. Or in my particular case, you can study yourself when you do act innocent and you are innocent and then sort of apply it, which I think is what pathological liars don't. Pathological liars just don't take any responsibility for anything. So they don't play poker with them. You can actually play poker with me because I don't have a poker face unless I'm really studying how to look innocent. And then, you know, but that's acting. That's different than what can I tell you? All right, do play poker with me. Don't play poker with me. 855-99-3756-9. I've got a couple minutes in this hour and then another hour to go. If you need to talk with me, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. All right, so we haven't done a email for a while. Can we do an email here?
Sure. This email is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous, which is
That's perfectly fine. Sure.
This person says, Dr. Joy, your show the other night kept me up, so I wrote this whole thing about Donald Trump and promptly lost it. Here's the
lost short. It meaning lost the email or lost it emotionally?
I think lost the email.
Okay.
to go on to say, here's a shorter version. Free speech is David Duke, Farrakhan, and Gandhi. It is good to have people actually say what they feel. Beats being politically correct and a liar. Say what you feel. Have an open discussion. Talk is not illegal as long as it's not followed by actions of discrimination or violence. Let Jon Stewart and what I call the thinking comics that present the news speak out about Trump. Let's open the discussion and have that be the start of replacing the tired, old, dishonest, thieving, greedy representative that are currently in office. Let us allow Trump to open the door to honesty, even if it's racist and dumb. It's a good start.
Okay. Interesting you should say that. I actually did a little bit of reconnaissance over the weekend and actually have in my possession a secret phone number for getting in touch with the Donald's people. So I am trying very hard to see if the Donald would like to come on the program and sort of talk about this, because there were so many people who felt that, one of the things that clearly happens on this program is that people are willing to discuss different opinions without yelling at each other. And I'm terribly proud of you guys for doing that, and I thought that might sort of be convincing to him to come on the program. So I'm on the case. But I hear what you're saying, and certainly he's having some repercussions in terms of the Republican Party. I'm not sure that they're terrifically happy with him, but nevertheless. So we'll see. But if I'm on the case, so... Because, as I said, for a couple of reasons, the major reason being that I don't know any other talk show where people could actually call in and disagree and not be accused of being unpatriotic or stupid or anything else. You guys are terrific at it. And that it's fascinating to me that when I put up something that I think, I mean, sometimes I think it's controversial, sometimes I don't. But the point is, whether I think it is or not, that, for example, the issue about food stamps and whether there should be restrictions on food stamps. And we got a huge number of responses that were almost exactly evenly divided between people who said, of course, if I work for my money, they have to work for their money, and these are the rules. And people who said, why should there be restrictions on poor people? There aren't restrictions on rich people who get government money. And I don't know any place else that you can hear that kind of diversity. And I don't necessarily know what I'm going to put up before I put it up. It's kind of stream of consciousness radio. So that you guys, you have to be listening to the program. I mean, I know every once in a while that I'll get like 14 emails from people that say exactly the same thing, which means the jungle drums have started. That somebody sent everybody on their list, okay, she did this, so you have to yell at her about this. But in general, I mean, you guys are listening to the program at the time that I put it up. And you respond, and you are polite to one another. And, I'm not under the illusion that we're necessarily changing each other's mind, but at least we're listening to one another. And for me, that's huge. And I'm terribly proud of you guys for it. And so we'll see if we can convince the Donald that that maybe he should come on and discuss. As far as I'm concerned, he can, I'll ask him my little irritating questions, but Donald's used to having people asking irritating questions, and he doesn't have to worry about shaving his head or combing his hair on my program. So,
and you know him semi well, don't you? Or you?
I've met him a number of times. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he probably more or less knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like as I said when I ran into when I was in Israel, and Jay Leno was emceeing the Genesis Prize. And Jay can be a little abrupt with people. I mean, I think part of it is that everybody feels that it's okay to go up and talk with him, and sometimes he's in the mood for that, and sometimes he's not, and I get that. But he was, I'm not sure he knew exactly who I was, but he knew that he knew me. And he was very, very polite and very nice. And plus, I don't do things like go up to him and say, hi, how are you? Because I understand that even public people want to occasionally have a private life. But I sort of ran into him at the after party. He said, "Hi, kid, how you doing?" I said, "I'm fine. You know, nice job." And so that was good. It's as much people sort of know that they know my face from someplace, but they're not sure exactly where. So I get a lot of, "Didn't we go to school together?" And I always just say yes. I'll tell you a quick story about that just because I found it incredibly amusing. And someone told me this after they were walking down the street with me, and somebody said hi. And I said, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And they said, "Do you know them?" And I said, "No." So apparently this woman's mother was walking at Cape Cod on the beach, and she runs this woman with a long skirt, a big floppy straw hat, and sandals. And this woman's mother goes up and says, "Hi." And the woman says, "You don't know me." She said, "Oh, yes, I am Bobby Sue Billy Jean. We went to University of South Carolina together, and we were in St. Sarah." She said, "You don't know me." Well, this went on for a while, and I don't really have a while to go on with it, so I will sort of give you the punchline. And this woman keeps saying, "No, you know, we know each other. I'm Bobby Sue Billy Jean." And this woman finally says, "You don't know me. I'm Cloris Leachman." And apparently that happens to her all of the time. People remember her face, but they don't remember exactly who she is, so they just think that they know her. And she's a little crankier about it than I am. Because for a while I just assumed that somehow my memory had failed me, that I actually did know who they were. And after kind of a couple of weekends, for example, when I would do a lot of television, all of a sudden everybody, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And I kept thinking I knew all these people, and I was just really not a very nice human being because they remembered who I was, and I had no idea who they were. And then it occurred to me that they didn't really know me. So I think Jay Leno sort of knew that he knew me, but he wasn't sure exactly where. So I don't know if the Donald will remember that he knows me or not knows me. And I do have the disadvantage of probably not going to see him in person. He's probably not. We'd probably do a phoner, but we'll figure it out. So at least I'm on the case, folks. I want you to know that I'm on it, and I'm doing my best. I just decided to let a little of the furor die down, so I wasn't lost in a huge kind of thing. And the other problem is that sometimes people are kind of snobby about doing radio. They figure that only television, but we'll see what we can do. All right? So I just want you to know I'm on it. I'm glad you found your email. I get it. And I'm on it, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.